The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I remember reading a few years ago, there's an amazing story by Rabbi Ari Kahn. He writes articles now and again, and he was a Talmud, he was a disciple of Rav Gustman, Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman in Eretz Yisrael, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. When he was age 20, he was asked to be on the Beis Din of Chaim Ozer, known as an Ilui. Still living in Europe, he married the daughter of a Rabbi Meir Bassin. Meir Bassin was also on the Beis Din, but he passed away before the wedding, meaning his father-in-law-to-be passed away before the wedding. They got married, and it looked like he would have an illustrious career as one of the great Dayanim, the great Talmudic judges of Vilna. However, World War II obviously threw a monkey wrench into his plans. So the story of how he escaped is miraculous, hiding amongst dead bodies, hiding in a pig pen for a while, things that, you know, an existence for years that we would never even imagine. But Baruch Hashem, he made his way to Eretz Yisrael, and he was known. He wasn't well known because he kept to himself, and that was very much his whole way of living. No fanfare, no glitz and glamour. I do my thing. He had a small yeshiva in Rehavia, and he taught a few Talmidim. Thursday afternoon, though, he would give a shir kloli. Shir kloli is where it's open to the community, and you would have people come to that shir from all walks of life. You'd have great Talmid Chachamim, you've had other students from different yeshivas, professors, lawyers, accountants, everyone would come to the shir. There was one particular man, Professor Robert Amann, who later actually won a Nobel Prize award, but he would come religiously every week, and he was a big fan of Rav Gustman. In 1982, Israel is in war, and Professor Amann's son, Shlomo, is one of the soldiers that's killed in a particularly fierce battle. Rav Gustman hears about this, and he has the entire yeshiva join him to be Menachem Avil, to go and sit in the shiva house. So he comes in with the yeshiva, and it's a big honor, and the professor is very, very glad to see him. And he's there for a while, to the point where the professor turns to Rav Gustman and says, "Listen, I really feel bad keeping you so long. It's probably kedai, it's worth it to go back to the yeshiva. I don't want to take away from learning." And Rav Gustman said, "I have to share something with you that you probably never knew." He said that when I was in Europe, I had a son. We named him Meir after my father-in-law. And they took him out of my arms and they killed him in front of my face. That's an image that I live with every single day, every single hour of my life. The only thing I had to remember Meir was his pair of shoes that I took with me until eventually I had to give those away for food. And I couldn't even eat the food, he said. He said, "I never had a chance to sit shiva for Meir, so I want to stay a little longer with you when we can sit shiva together." And Rav Gustman said, "I don't know for sure what's happening in the Olam HaEmes, but I have a pretty clear picture that your Shlomo La is coming in, and my Meir is there to greet him. And my Meir is one of the men of the Minyan, but I'm sure that he's asking Shlomo to be Shliach Tzibur, to lead the Minyan. Meir died al pi Kiddush Hashem. He died as a Jew. There's nothing more holy than that. Shlomo, though, not only died because he was a Jew, but he died as a Jew trying to protect other Jews." Rav Gustman himself, on every Yom Yerushalayim is a day we celebrate for the victory, the miraculous victory of the Six-Day War. So he would always go together with his wife. You know, he had a daughter who survived, and grandchildren, and Talmidim. He would go to a little parade they made for Yom Yerushalayim. And he would watch. There were kids there that were marching and singing Israeli songs. Someone of his stature, it wasn't a common thing to hang out at one of these parades. So once somebody asked him the question, "Why does the Rav think this is worth taking time off of yeshiva? It's a nice parade. We're all grateful for the tremendous miracle, but why are you taking time off yeshiva?" And Rav Gustman said, "It's very simple. We saw a generation of children who died. We take pleasure in seeing a generation of children who are dancing and singing in the streets of Yerushalayim. That's worth the time."
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.